may not want, you may not want to do this show today. You may not like the show. Some of you, I'm not saying you or you, but that guy over there is not going to get it. And that's okay, because today we're going to do nothing. And we're going to have to work really hard at doing nothing. And I'm going to try to talk you into doing more nothing, if that's okay. I know nothing is not on your to-do list, or maybe it is. It may not be on your bucket list, or maybe it is. I'm going to show you how to do it. Is that cool? Because I just completely believe when you allow yourself some nothing this time, you give yourself more. So that's the show. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. Life gets in the way. We stand up. We take a step. We repeat until we get what we want. And we apply a little Scott logic to it. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationMove.com. Grateful you're here today. And I apologize for my scratchy, froggy voice today. It is that time of the year here in Central Florida, the weather changing, spring going to summer. I know you've got it too, wherever you are. It's not just here, it's all over the place. But we've got a heavy here right now, so I'll get through it. I will, I promise.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it, you're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So, nothing. Doing nothing. How is it possible that doing nothing can give you more? I have learned over time, I used to watch folks who are very busy. People just spinning all the time. And when I say spinning, just busy kind of people, their mind never stops. I'm a little bit of that kind of person. And I used to have a really hard time. I had a choice, either drink a lot more or do nothing, right? Find a way to deal with it or do something to distract yourself. It's better to deal with it. So a long time ago, I just watched people. I said, sometimes there are people that are just sitting there seemingly doing nothing. And they'd be watching a football game or something. I say, what are you doing? Nothing. Looks like you're watching a football game. Nah, I'm not doing nothing. And I saw patterns. High performance people who sometimes did nothing. So let me define what nothing means to me in this case. See if I can get it to make sense to you. Because I don't mean goofing off. I don't mean being unproductive. I don't mean any of that kind of nothing. I don't mean lazy. I don't mean that at all. No. I see nothing as a bit of a protective space. It's personal space that you get to protect. It's in between your thoughts and your actions. So most of us get up in the morning, we just go right into action mode. And then when we're not in action mode, our thoughts are spinning all the time. So I see nothing as someplace in there. It's kind of a place that provides contemplation and planning, a sort of opportunity before we launch into those massive and focused things we want to do. We all have outcomes we want. We have goals we want. We want to achieve a goal. We're going. It seems like it never stops. And in fact, it never does. No matter what you want, there's always another level. Even if you're happy and you find yourself happy every single day, the world changes. So you got to work at being happy. You have to kind of reset that goal, right? So it's never going to stop. Like Doritos, they just keep making more. There's more stuff in the world. There's constant. Turn on Facebook. It's all over the place. I find doing nothing is kind of holding space. Inspiration, desperation, motivation, intimidation, all that stuff, it kind of bubbles up inside of you and you're waiting for your next action. It's kind of sitting there. So instead of moving your thoughts immediately into action and just buzzing all the time, or never moving at all, being paralyzed, which causes a lot of drama, you purposely quarantine yourself and your thoughts until you are really, really sure in your own mind that your success is going to work when you head forward in your new direction, whatever the direction that may be. So let's talk about this a little bit deeper. So I want you to understand that if you are sitting there watching Netflix and just binging and not paying any attention at all, you could be doing nothing or you could be watching Netflix. Oftentimes, I'll sit down and just kind of put something on. I just want to sit there and do nothing for an hour and a half, and I don't care what's on around me. It's just there. I am doing nothing. So let's go through a couple things here to give you some thoughts on this. First off, all your thoughts and potential actions that arrive in your mind, everything that comes into your mind while you're doing nothing is held for an evaluation. Personally, when I rest a little bit and sit and relax and do nothing, it doesn't take very long, 30, 40 minutes, and I start thinking of stuff to do. You like that? You get itchy? I will make a note. I'll jot it down. I'll just remember it if I need to. Sometimes I remember it to see if it's really important. In any case, I'm not doing anything about it. It's in quarantine. So what am I going to do if I'm sitting there? Well, unless it's a previous decision that I've cleared for instant action, in this case, maybe watching the conclusion of Ozark on Netflix, you always take time to ensure that your next action is going to lead to the vision that you have. Assuming you have a vision, that's a whole other podcast. So what we're doing is we're stopping the world. We're simply thinking, no, we're quarantined here. I'm sitting here doing nothing. The world's buzzing around me. I'm paying attention. I'm listening to the thoughts that are going on, but I'm not doing nothing. It's not time to do anything. I haven't had a job for a long time. I don't really remember what it's like to get up and have to go to work someplace. It's been 25 years since I've ever had a job. And so I don't understand, time to get up and go to work. I don't get that. That's not how I think. So what I'm doing here, and I'm doing nothing, is I'm just staying in that zone, not worrying about a darn thing until I'm decided to be done with that zone. So number three, if you don't know your absolute end game of the journey that you are on, what you're going to be doing, you are still on another path. You're someplace else. So while you're doing nothing and all these thoughts are hitting your brain, think about that. Don't step on that new path until you know the new path. So in the end, this can be confusing for some folks. I work with a lot of clients every single day, and it's very hard to take a type A, highly driven personality and say, go do nothing. And yet, that's a goal you should strive for. Did I say meditate? No, I didn't say meditate. I didn't say go do yoga. I said do nothing. I'm parking your brain in a place where you're doing nothing. Now, if yoga gives you that, or meditation gives you that, or going to the beach gives you that, where you're just sitting there and have no desire to do anything to move yourself forward other than to rest, that's nothing. It is a place in your mind where you get to choose your path. You get to direct your actions. You create your legacy. It's a place of personal respect. It's built into you. It's where you can have a significant impact on yourself and on the world. I cannot tell you how powerful this is if you learn to do it. So let me just back up a second and try to talk you into it a little bit. Sometime today or sometime tomorrow or maybe sometime this weekend. Is there something you can do where you absolutely are doing nothing, where you can sit down and just do nothing? In my case, I might go to the beach and park it. What are you doing at the beach? You're going to go play the ball? You're going to swim? No, I'm just going to sit here. Are you going to look at people? I don't know. I'm just going to sit here until I feel like getting up. There is a point in all of us when you unplug, that eventually you can't help but plug yourself back in. If you'll do a little bit of that every single day, when I go to the gym, oftentimes I'm mindlessly doing nothing, even though I might be lifting weights. More likely sitting in the sauna, doing nothing. It's kind of my vibe, you know what I mean? So I don't know about you, but I get a lot of good thinking time done when I'm doing nothing. And time is priceless. If I'm going to do something, it's going to take me off track. I may as well do nothing. It's better, right? I know a lot of people will say, hey, wait a second, Scott. Where's the massive action? Where's the craziness? Where's the get up and go? Come on, get it done, get it done, get it done. Oh, there's a time for that. Oh, yeah, there is. It's right after you're taking a break and doing nothing. So lastly, for those of you who are thinking that I just gave you permission to do nothing, I did not. I just gave you permission to step off the breakneck pace of the world around you, get your head together, and happily step back onto that pace in control of everything you want to do. Because why? Because you're the only person around you that actually took some time for yourself. It's more important than you think. In fact, the more successful you get, the more you want in life, the more you're going to want that. All right, do me a favor. Join me at my Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Stuff going on there. People are, you guys are, thank you, by the way. I hardly have to do anything. I just show up and have fun. And looks like you're doing the same thing. So if you like a good positive upbeat group, want to hang out with me and some other folks, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It'll redirect you right to where you need to go. Easy peasy. See you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.